Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty A here. Welcome into today's show. We're going to be talking about the importance of something that many people, many businesses are lacking. And this ultimately prevents them from unlocking the levels of achievement, of success, of accomplishment that every single one of us has the ability to do in terms of income, in terms of impact, in terms of influencing and making people better. And this is around core values. But before we dive in, if you're new to the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of Millionaire Mindcast, where myself, my guests, we talk all things mindset, money, market updates, things that will help you 2.0 yourself, your business, your mindset, knowing that everybody's on a different journey to unlock wealth, unlock happiness, freedom. There are things that I like to talk about on Friday's episodes to just help weaponize you a little bit more, to get you thinking a little bit different. And the other day, I was talking with a friend, and he was struggling, and he was asking for some advice because he was having some issues with a few of his employees, and he felt that, you know, they were out of alignment with what they should be doing and what the company culture was and how they should be representing the brand. And as we dug in further, what I uncovered was, one, he was afraid of conflict, so he wasn't having these fierce conversations that oftentimes need to be had in order for people to grow, healthy conflict. And two, what we learned was he thought he was clear on what the company stood for and what was acceptable and wasn't acceptable. He didn't have any core values for his company, and he didn't clearly communicate that. He didn't uphold those in terms of accountability for individuals in his organization. And the more people I talk to, I realize most don't have clear core values, not just in their business, but even a step further, and more importantly, in their personal lives. So that leads me to today's show. Do you have clear values that are the foundation of everything you do? Because if you don't, this episode is specifically for you. And even if you do, I challenge you to listen to this through to the end, because there's going to be some reminders in here that reconnect you with the why, with the importance behind why you created them in the first place, and really how impactful they are to building the life, the business, and the person that you want. Because if you don't stand for something, if you aren't clear on who you are and why you stand for those things, then you'll fall for anything. You'll get pushed around and taken wherever life bullies you around to. Because let's be honest, life is tough. I mean, this last year was challenging for a lot of people. It beat a lot of people up, and life will beat you up. There will be great seasons and there will be challenging seasons, but if you don't have an operating system that you can always fall back on, you'll just opt into whatever is around you. Life will beat you up. It'll take your backpack. It'll steal your lunch money if you're weak, if you don't have guidelines and how you navigate what you're doing in life, what you're doing in business. But here's the thing, when you're clear on who you are, when you know yourself, when you know your company, when you know what you believe in, and you lead your life that way and you uphold those standards in your life, you will get the results you desire. You will attract the people that you want in your life, in your organization. You will keep the people who don't align with those values away from you, at arm's length. And vice versa, you're going to attract like a magnet the ones who do. Now, the challenge is most people aren't clear on their core values. And even the ones who say they are, they couldn't recite those values to you. When I hear somebody say, yeah, I got clear core values, and I say, what are they? They don't have an answer. They aren't in close proximity to those core values every day that they are a part of that individual's operating system and how they go about doing things. If you want the best results, you not only have to know your values, you have to be in relationship with your values. And you have to uphold and live your values every single day. That's challenging. We got a lot of hooks in us these days, pulling us in a lot of different directions, a lot of influences, a lot of ways that can manipulate who we are, our identities, what we think, what we do. But when you know who you are and you stay in proximity to the things that you identified are most important to you, it's a lot harder for you to get off track. It's a lot harder for you to be manipulated and influenced in ways that don't serve you, because you know you put in the work to know what those things are for you. Now, more than ever in the world that we're living in, I encourage you to be crystal clear on your values. Be crystal clear on your standards and don't bend or break for anything. So as a reminder, what are core values? What do I mean when I say this? Core values are the things that you believe are most important in the way you live and the way you lead. Core values are what support the vision of your life, support the vision of your business, the outcomes you desire, the impact you want to have, the influence you want to create for others in a positive way. In other words, core values are your creed. They are your brand, and they shape the culture of your life. So I'll give you an example of just my HSN family core values. This is something my girls and I created together. And whether it's for your family or for your business, because I have business ones too, but I want to share my personal ones with you. And some of these actually are in our company core values. And really, you should have both. When you get this down on paper, it will be a game changer for you. So I'm going to share what some of mine are. Growth. We are always learning and looking to improve even when it's uncomfortable. Respect. We treat others and ourselves with love, kindness, and respect. Integrity. We are truthful and always do the right thing no matter what. Gratitude. We are grateful and appreciative for all the blessings in our life. Attitude. We choose to have a positive attitude in all situations. Accountability. We take ownership and responsibility for everything in our life. Appreciation. We acknowledge and uplift people with our words and our actions. Leadership. We stand up and speak out for what we believe in, and we lead by example. Love. We unconditionally love, support, and encourage our family and friends. Adventure. We play hard and we explore with curiosity. That is what my family stands for. That is what I want us to embody, what I want us to act and live and believe in every single day. Now, you guys can come up with your own. You can feel free to take some of these. You can look at other people's online, and if you Google them, you can see all kinds of cool company mission statements and core values. Same thing with families. Now, why is this a game changer? Well, one, having something that you stand for is extremely empowering. It gives you purpose. It gives you intention. It builds confidence, and it creates clarity for all who are a part of and bought into these values. Two, it attracts others into the fold, right? It creates a sense of community and connection outside of just oneself too. And three, it creates accountability for you and really everyone who subscribes to these values. It's really quite amazing actually, because when everyone is bought into these values, you can reward, you can acknowledge based on the values, and you can also correct, right? You can say, hey, you're off with acting in alignment with these core values. You can start to begin to communicate in terms of what you guys have all agreed to or what you all stand for. The other night, my wife and I were arguing and, you know, things got a little heated. Every once in a while, we get into a little argument, right? And we have rules of engagement. And, you know, if things ever get too heated or a little bit what we call spicy, we have a kind of key word of like, hey, we need to cool off. We'll go our separate ways and we'll kind of re-engage in this conversation later. And that word is jalapeno. And we got past the point of jalapeno and we didn't say the word. We were kind of locking horns. You got two Tauruses. And my daughter Ella says, Dad, you're not talking with respect like our values say. And it was amazing. You know, I was held accountable to the core values I say are standards in my life and for our family. And the values gave her permission to hold me accountable to living in alignment and staying congruent with those values that we all agreed we stood for. I've seen this time and time again in companies, in cultures, in teams. See, values only become real when you demonstrate them in the way you act and the way you insist others behave, not just by your words, not by what you have written on paper, right? But by the way you act and by the way you insist and hold others accountable to behaving in alignment with those core values. And instead of myself getting defensive or upset with Ellen, I'm like, who the hell are you to tell me what to say, right? I remember the core values are the standard. That's our North Star. It's the standard of how we live and we lead our lives. And she was just upholding them. That's how powerful core values are. A six-year-old holding me accountable to being the best version of myself. If we didn't have those written out, she probably wouldn't have felt confident or even known how to address that conversation. And vice versa, right? When my kids are fibbing, we reference our integrity value about the importance of being truthful. When they have a good attitude, we acknowledge it and we give them props when they do something that stretches them and pushes them out of their comfort zone. We applaud their growth, right? The list goes on, but it gives me the ability to communicate in terms of our core values. It's extremely powerful. And as we start to communicate in terms of those core values, we start to see people do more of what's in alignment with them, and we can course correct when they aren't. But without the clarity on these things, you'll float wherever life takes you instead of living purposefully. And I see too many people just floating around right now. They don't have standards. They don't have core values. I'm telling you guys, ever since I mapped these out with my kids, with my company and my team, it has made a night and day difference. So whether this is in your household or in your company or on a team, I highly encourage you to get these mapped out. And here's the final piece to it all. You have to stay in proximity to these core values. You have to keep your awareness up around what they are, and you have to execute on living them through your daily actions. You've got to hold yourself and other people accountable. You've heard me say this before, stay in relationship to what matters most, and your core values should always be at the top of that list. They should be at the center of everything you do. It's a part of your identity, right? And the clearer you can be on what that is, the stronger your identity and confidence is going to be. So we're getting ours painted on our wall in our house right now to kind of create some more awareness there. They're right now laminated on a sheet on our fridge. You know, I have my company values in the office. We discuss them weekly as reminders to keep them top of mind. So in closing, if you don't have your core values clearly defined, take some time, put in the work, do it today, sit down and think about it. What do I stand for? What do I want to stand for? What do I want people to know about me? What do I want people to know about our business, our family? What do I want people to feel when they're around me? What standards do I want to set for myself, for others in my life, for people in my company? And it may take some time. You might need a 2.0 or 3.0, the version. But once you do get these dialed in, live them. Execute on them. Uphold them. Because the more you do that, the more you execute on these values in your life, you're just going to attract more people and more business who align with those things. And the opposite, right? You're going to repel away the people and the businesses who don't. So I'll end with this. This is a great leadership quote that one of my mentors always shares with me. And he says, your obligation as a leader is to set a clear standard and live the standard of your core values that will make the world a better place. If you can do that, you're going to have an amazing impact. And more importantly, you're going to get rewarded for this. And right now, the world needs more leaders. I'm telling you guys, there is an awakening. There's a shift. There's a transformation going on right now in our world. And the world needs more leaders like you to step up. And I have no doubt that if you choose to put in that work, and this is the key, guys, a lot of this stuff is simple. It's not easy, but the answers that we're looking for is simple. And if you put in that work and you live in integrity, you will 100% be one of those leaders and you will get rewarded for it. Rewarded with confidence, rewarded with pride, with accomplishment, with income, with relationships, with all the things that you desire. If you can live in integrity and alignment with your core values, I'm telling you guys, the reward is going to be endless. So with that being said, Hopefully you guys got some value from this today. This is just to keep the North Star, the main thing, you know, top of mind that I know is a big domino that will knock over so many other things in your life and in your business for you. If you haven't subscribed to the show and you enjoyed this episode, I invite you to subscribe 3 episodes each and every week to help you on your wealth building journey, not just to be a millionaire in your bank account, but to live like a millionaire in all areas of your life. I invite you to hang out with me like this, shoot it to a friend, a family member, somebody that can get some value from this today. All I ask as a reciprocation of value is if you don't mind heading to whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on, leaving a review, that would mean a lot to me. And if you haven't said what up yet, if you haven't shot me a text, shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. Love connecting with you guys. Know that I got all kinds of freebies, downloads, resources for you guys in the show description at millionairemindcast.com. Or you can always head over to the YouTube channel and check this out. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm putting out weekly content there as well. With that being said, thank you so much for tuning in today. I love and appreciate you guys. Until next episode, cheers, my friends.